All right, so now, don't save. Let's now, those of you who feel very comfortable, you got an A on exam number four, because they're basically the questions from exam number four. You don't want to stick around. You're free to go. On Tuesday, we'll do Baffle the Broker. I like it. It's a lot of fun. And then we'll review any questions you have about the final. Bring them. And so now, those of you who want to stick around, let's do problems 1 through 5. Yeah? Okay. And basically, folks, let's do exam number 4. No real estate, no futures, options, shorting, margining. Nothing we did today with the internal rate of return. You don't have this. What I would like to do, I don't know, people, they think I'm nuts, but I'd like to have what my son had at his high school, and that's a mobile computer lab. You wheel it in, and there's 30 laptops, and you pass them out to the students, and you all work on your excuse spreadsheet together. You have to pair up if you have to work together. And they think I'm nuts when I say this. They're all going to disappear. There's got to be some way that they do this security. If you leave with it, it starts screaming or something like that. I don't know. I don't know. What? It shoots you. It shocks you, right? 110 volts. Okay. All right. Serious battery discharge. Okay, Kellogg, you ever hear of them?
Yeah.
Currently selling for $68. And paying how much in dividends? Right, $1.68 in dividends. They have been growing their dividends at a constant rate of approximately how much? 6%. What? What did I say? Oh, I'm sorry, I goofed up. 184. I just want to see if you guys are still waking up. Wake up. Okay. All right. So constant growth of dividends, which. Model are we going to use? Constant perpetual. Our required rate of return is 9%. Do you want me to tell you the formula? What's the formula? Annual dividends times the 1 plus the dividend growth rate divided by the required rate of return. Are you pulling out the calculation sheet, right? Minus the dividend growth rate. Does it look familiar? It's only the fourth thing. It was on chapter. It was on exam number 4, it was on exam number 3, it was on exam number 4, and it's going to be on the final. So what's the annual dividend? 1.84 times 1 plus the growth rate. 1 plus the growth rate? 6%, 0.06 or 1.06. Everybody understand that? Okay, then what we do, we divide that by our required rate of return, 9%, minus the dividend growth rate, 6%, 0.09 minus 0.06. So $1.84 of dividends times 1.06. Cool, you can type the calculators. You still writing? All right. How about another joke? Okay. Scott's ahead of you guys. He got $1.95? Or close enough? Remember, ignore it. Stay away from precision. So $1.95 of dividends divided by 0.09 minus 0.06 is 0.03. A little over $65. How much is it selling for? 68. Is that a good value for us? Not really, no. We'd have to lower our required rate of return or basically go look somewhere else. Everybody understand that? Did I go too fast? Well, yeah, I know Scott. I'm not going to make it. I'm trying to get everybody. Scott, I'm ready for this. I can't be sure, but I think it might. I would be willing to bet, and you know me, I'm not a betting guy. I'd be willing to bet there are going to be calculations less like this on the exam. They may even be in this exact same order.
Okay.
All right. Number two. Okay. Good. All right. So now, what are we doing here? Kimberly Clark. You ever hear of them?
Yeah.
What do they make?
They make paper towels.
Right. Scott tissues. Scott paper towels. Huggies. All kinds of consumer products. And they are currently selling for $111. The dividends for 2004 are expected to be $3.36 a share. In 2015, $3.44. In 2016, $3.64. We're going to be selling the stock at the end of 2016. And Value Line is telling us they expect the price to be $145. Our required rate of return is 9%. And I tell you to use the discounted cash flow model, which is also called dividends and earnings model. How can we calculate the present value should we buy the stock? Now, this is the one that has the spreadsheet that we built. So what's the first column?
The years.
So what years are we looking at? 14, 15, 16. And then what we take a look at are the cash flows. What are we going to receive? The future cash flows. Okay? So in 2014, they're telling us they're going to pay $3.36. And we've seen that they've been increasing their dividends. So next year, we expect to get $3.44. And then in 2016, $3.64. But in 2016, we also expect to be able to, we don't have to, but we expect to be able to sell it for $145. That's what Value Line says it's going to be worth. So we add those two together, 364 plus 145. These are tough questions, folks. I'm not sure if you can do these. Oh, good. $148.64. Now, what do we need? Huh? We either need a spreadsheet. They'll do it for us. Or we need to take a look at that table. That the present value table for future cash flows at 9%. So what are the three PVMs, present value multipliers, and 9%? 0.917, 0.842, 0.772. Everybody see that? Everybody see that? If you don't see it, you have your present value table? Dominique, you have the present value table? There it is. Okay. Okay, great. So now what we do is we calculate the discounted cash flows. What are those discounted cash flows? What are those future cash flows worth to us today? And by multiplying the future cash flows times the present value multipliers, it brings that money that we're going to get in the future back to the present. So what'd you get, Wilson, for the first one?
3.08.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Trying to interrupt
me? That's okay. What did you get, 3.08?
3.08.
Yeah, you can put all the numbers in. You don't have to. Remember, we're avoiding precision. And then the second one, 3.44 times 0.842.
Give me one.
2.896.
And then 148.64 times 0.712. 114.750. 114. 1.14, yeah, that makes more sense. 750. And if we add those three up, we wind up with 1.20.72, close enough. A little over $120. Selling for $111. That's a good deal, yeah. That's a good deal. I'm sorry, say that again?
The other chart,
that's the same chart that's on the left side of the bond. But because we're doing each individual year, we use that chart because that's a single payment. The other chart has the bond chart has that one for the principal repayment, and then it has the one on the left hand side for the series of interest payments. Okay? Okay, excellent. Did I say it backwards? This chart is on the left side. Right? Yeah, this chart is on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
That chart that some people are using, the big one, and this one here is on the left side, mm-hmm. and then this one is the new chart. Did I say it backwards? I'm sorry. I goofed. I don't remember now. That's one of the things about getting old. You don't remember. So when they say, why did you rob that bank? I don't remember. Freeze! Ain't funny, actually. Okay, now, number three. A 10% 20-year bond has a par value of $1,000. They all have a par value of $1,000. And it has a call price of $1,025. It is callable in 5 years. The market price is $1,200. So what I want you to do is calculate the current yield, yield to maturity, and yield to call. Is that a deal? Okay, so current yield's a piece of cake. How do we calculate current yield? The annual interest divided by the market price. What's the annual interest on a 10% bond? Is it 10 cents? It's $100, right, okay. $100. I'm going, if this is where I could go postal, you know. To Bopo. I think there's something wrong with the board itself. It's absorbing this stuff. I'm not saying it out well. Okay. I know, but I think what's happening is there's something wrong with the board. It's just absorbing everything. So $100 divided by the market price of $1,200 gives us 0.083333. So 8.33% would be good to show. Everybody with you? Everybody with me? With you? I'm tired. Hey, I heard a new bad joke. What do clouds wear under their shorts? What do rain clouds wear under their shorts? Thunderwear. Yeah, I know. I know. I told you it was bad. Okay. So now yield to maturity is a little trickier, but it's really the same formula, except now we're taking into account the fact that the bond is going to mature at some time in the future. We're not just looking at it today. And so what we're going to do is we're going to follow that formula. And anybody want to tell me or you want me to do it? Tell me the formula. Annual interest plus the par value minus the market value divided by the number of years. Yes, thank you, Wilson. And then we divide that entire amount by
par value
plus the market plus the market value.
Divided by 2.
Right, divided by 2. And so what are we doing? Whereas over here, we took the annual interest and divided by the market price. Here we're taking the annual interest and we're dividing it by the average of the market price plus the par value. And then what we're doing is we're adding a term. We're adding a term here that takes into account the fact that eventually that bond is going to mature at $1,000. Okay? Well, let's do it. What's the annual interest? Of a 10% bond? $100. What's the par value? $1,000 minus the market value of $1,200. And divide that by how many years? 20-year bond. So what's $1,000 minus $1,200? Can you handle negative numbers? Negative $200 divided by 20 is a? A negative 10. Where's your calculators? If you can't do this in your head, you don't have to do it in your head. That's why we have a calculator.
I'm trying to read your tiny head, right?
Well, excuse me. And the board, there's something wrong with the board. It's sucking up all the, it's like greasy. It's like it's got this grease on it that's just not, or maybe these are all just old. Maybe I need new ones. Okay, so that's, It's not working. Not working. My apologies. I missed chalk. Chalk worked great. It worked. This stuff doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how old it is. If it works, it works. This stuff is weird.
And expensive too.
These are expensive. These things are each like 80 cents, 90 cents a piece. Chalk, you get a whole box for $1. Okay. And you can, if you have a stomachache, you can eat it with Tums. It's the same stuff as Tums. Chocolate. Tums. Okay, so what's 100 plus a minus 10?
90.
90. Okay, good. Now let's work on the bottom. Par value is 1,000. Market value is 1,200. What's 1,000 plus 1,200? 2,200 divided by 2. Or 1100, and damn, all these. Maybe I just need all new ones, or maybe we definitely need to clean this board somehow.
So can you request for a chalkboard?
Forget it. They look at you like you're from outer space. Okay. Well, a lot of people did, you know what, a lot of professors would complain, a lot of teachers would complain about the chalkboard, because it does make your skin really dry. It's chalk. It's calcium. It absorbs water.
Some of the older classes put on chalk.
Some of them do?
Yeah, like my astronomy class, the guy still uses
my English class has it too.
Yeah, cool. Okay. So what's 90 divided by 1,100? 90 divided by 1,100?
0.818.
So 8.18%. Any other numbers that I'm missing? Was there a 5 or above after that? It's just 1.818. Okay, that's fine. 8.18%. Okay, now the yield to call. Let's see if I can clean this. They used to have a cloth, and that word seemed to be better. The yield to call. Stuff sticky. Remind me not to rub it on my pants.
Don't rub it on your pants.
I won't rub it on my pants. Thank you. Okay, the yield to call is the same idea. We're going to do the annual interest, but we're going to replace the par value with the call value minus the market value divided by the number of years to maturity.
Number of years to call.
You guys are looking at me like we've never done this before. It's been a while. And then again, we replace the par value with the call value plus the market value divided by 2. Okay, so now Okay, what's the annual interest? Everyone should say? $100. What's the car value? $1,025 minus $1,200 divided by how many years to call? Five. So $1,025 minus $1,200 is? Why aren't you doing this? Why are you just watching me? You gotta have a calculator. You gotta do it. I know how to do it. That's why I'm here. I'm waiting for you to do it. Minus 175 divided by 5. So what's 175 divided by 5? Negative 35. So $100 plus a negative 35. You're letting Yazana do all of the, have all the fun, is $65 on the top. Now the call, okay, questions? The call value is $1,025 plus the market value $1,200 divided by 2. So $1,025 plus $1,200, what is that? $2,225? $2,225 divided by 2? 1 6 11625 11112 equals 0.0818 again. 5. Yeah, that sounds right. 5 8 4 2 6 Okay, 5.84. Use two digits to the right of the decimal point. Okay. Number 4. Okay, I'm going to turn this off. Eesh, what a mess. What a mess. It doesn't clean it. It just doesn't clean it. It does not. It's a piece of crap. You can throw these things away. Okay. Number 4. Okay. An investor is in the 35% tax bracket. And they are considering a 5% muni bond versus an 8.5% corporate bond. Calculate the taxable equivalent yield for the muni bond. Now, we're just ignoring state specific. We're just saying it's a muni bond. Do we do any calculations with the corporate bond?
No.
And what's the formula? You take the muni bond yield and divide it by
one
minus the federal income bracket. So that's 0.05 divided by 1 minus 0.35, or calculator. What is it about you folks? I love calculators. I hate trying to do it in my head. Some of you don't want to do it. You don't want. Your fingers are overloaded from those cell phones. That's the problem. 0.65. So 0.05 divided by 0.65. 0.07. Good enough. 7.69. So which one's the better deal, the corporate bond or the muni bond?
The corporate bond.
The corporate bond is the better deal. Okay, number 5. There are two problems. Using annual compounding, find the prices for the follow or expected prices, the valuations. The prices are whatever the market says they are, but we shouldn't use the word valuations. A 7% 10-year bond That's price to yield, 9%. 7% 10-year bond, price to yield, 9%. So what do I do? I'm just going to sit down and let you tell me what to do. What is a 7% bond paying?
700.
700? No, 70. That would be $70. Yeah, $70. That would be nice if it was paying $700. Right, $70, right? Because, let's go back and look at the formula. It's the present value, PV, where's the amount of stuff, of the interest income plus the present value of the principal repayment. And I like what Valeria did. She wrote the word principal over the one on the left. Yeah, I think I should add that I really should add that. So our interest income is $70. Now, we're going to get $70 every year for 10 years, and we're pricing that to 9%. So you got your table? Which table do we use?
The one on the right.
The one on the right. The one on the right. Because that's a series of payments. So go across and then down. And what's the present value multiplier?
6.418,
says Bernie, says Thelma.
Yes,
6.418. Says Usana.
Yeah.
Get your table out, will you? Yeah, you. I'm not blind yet. Okay. And now, to that, we're going to add the principal repayment. What's our principal?
$1,000.
But we're going to discount that $1,000 for 10 years at 9%. Yusana says 0.424. Oh my God, these are horrible.
224.
Ready for a chalkboard. 224?
422.
Oh, 422. That makes more sense. Okay, so 70 times
6.418? $449.26.
And 6 cents?
26.
26 cents. And then this one you can kind of do in your head because it's always 1,000, so you just move the decimal place. Three to $422. Add those two together. Don't forget the Toasty logos. I tell you about Toasty logos. I didn't pass it around. I can't believe I didn't pass it around. The Spanish English Conversation Club is selling Toasty mangoes. Toasty mangoes.
Ooh.
I don't want to know. Here's the picture. I got to go buy one. I'm the advisor, but I'm not going to eat it. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with it. Do they put hot sauce on it, too?
Yeah.
Okay. 449.26 plus
871.26.
Does that make sense? Yes. Interest rates have gone up. We should expect a discount bond. Now, that was 5A. 5B, right?
I know.
I agree with you. I'm with you. I think this stuff is ugh. And they were so proud of themselves, I didn't have the heart to say, I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. I'll eat the mango part, unless it's got hot sauce on it. Why? What? Not to put the hot sauce on it. Okay. All right, so now, what do we have? A 9% 10-year bond, that's priced to yield 7%, right? So it's the other way around. So what's a 9% bond paying us?
$90.
If we're going to discount those interest payments for 10 years at
7%,
7.024 is what Roberto says. Is he right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, and then we're going to get the $1,000 back, and we do what with it? 0.508, 10 years at 7%, a single payment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right to me. So 90 times 7.024 is?
632.16.
And then you add 508. And what is that?
1140.16.
And indeed, interest rates have gone down. We would expect a premium bond. Okay.
Crazy
man. All right, turn this puppy off.